everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. So, are you thinking of running for office?
Oh, I don't know. I think, like I said, I've always been interested in local politics. I think that's where you make the most effective changes in your community. And, I don't know. I would never rule anything out, but I have a very full life right now. And I think that, you know, with a very young daughter and, I have a lot that I want to do still with my career. I can't imagine that would be a possibility for a long time.
But, you know, New York mayor, wouldn't that be great? Local politics.
It'd be great. I would like to see more affordable housing in New York City, and I'd like to see a greener city. But I also believe that, there are people that are, I have certainly in the past supported Scott Stringer and his mayoral run, and I really believe a lot in his experience and his platform. So, you know, I think you can affect a lot of change but just by supporting a political candidate and perhaps redirecting the spotlight onto somebody, whose policies you really stand behind. So,
I have an idea that the third feminist movement has to include going beyond giving us the vote or giving us access to every job and the top of every profession to helping us change the nature of work and of life so that we don't assume that it has to be fueled by stress and burnout and being always on. And I was thinking about you in Her when you played Samantha, you know, this AI kind of Siri, and the fascination with technology and our addiction to technology and how much this adds to the stress and burnout of modern life. So I wonder whether both your kind of view of feminism in this era of incredible technological addiction and your own relationship to your devices has changed. For example, let me start with a simple question. Do you sleep with your phone?
My phone is off. I don't ever put my ringer on probably much to the concern of every person that works with me, but I just can't stand it. I'm not a social media presence. I live quite an analog life, but I do find that my phone adds a lot of stress to my life, and it's an unnecessary stress because life is stressful, obviously, and it's complicated, and especially I think when you're life is stressful in general, right? I find as a working parent, there's not a lot of other added stresses that come along with that, where you're constantly feeling like there's just not enough of you, and then what's left for you even, you know what I mean? So then have the addition of not just the availability of information and news. I mean, actually, at one point right after Trump was elected, I was getting such panic because I found myself constantly, I would wake up and then I would check, of course, the Huffington Post, and then I would look at, you know, Politico or whatever other sites, and then, you know, I'd make my coffee and I would have CNN on, and then before that I'd have listened to NPR. I was manic, and then in the taxi cab wherever I was at any given moment, I had this news feed constantly in my ear, you know, that plus work being constantly available for work, or constantly, you know, or being able to go down a rabbit hole and look at a comment board, and, you know, I mean, it's so much. It's just too much. It's too much. I think if we, you know, there is a responsible way, I think, to live our lives with technology, where we also take care of ourselves, right? Take care of our mental state, you know, give ourselves time and space to be clear in our mind so that we can focus on our own empowerment and focus on our own goals, how we want to get there. Take the time to, you know, meditate, take the time to, you know, sit down with your coffee or whatever it is you do and not be staring at your thing and not be just absorbing all of this constant information, but actually strategize with yourself, you know. Try to envision a goal for yourself and, try to think about what kind of active choices you're making in your life. You know, take time for yourself. I think that helps. That is empowering.
right now women need to lead the way into changing our relationship with stress and technology, because it's really driving everybody manic.
Yeah, I think it's, I try to stop myself from, do I need to be doing this right now? Yes. I don't. I do not need to be, you know, like going down the rabbit hole of, you know, what the first production of Glass Menagerie was. Like, that's okay. I can put that away for a minute. I can just put it away.
And how has your life changed since you became a mother, which is now 2.5 years?
Yes, it's 2.5 years, and it is so profound, the change. I can't even begin to summarize it. It's just, I think I really enjoy, when I am disconnected from this thing, it really allows me to be really connected with my 2.5-year-old daughter, and just, you know, I've been fascinated also with this idea also in my work as an actor, this kind of paring away of all this noise and kind of return to almost this child state where you see, you know, with your child, they're so imaginative, and this imaginative play that they do. I love to watch her come up with all kinds of stories and games, and you know, it's such a magical magical, of course, that word's so overused, but it's such an opportunity to really enjoy just life and the simple things that, you know, that connect us to one another, this human experience that we share. It's so wonderful to be able to have this tiny person to interact with and share that part of life with. It's been amazing.
This tiny bilingual person, Rose speaks English and French, forcing her mother to learn French.
She is, I know, and she doesn't like it when I speak French for some reason. I don't know why. She'll go, no French, daddy talks that. I'm like, God, you are a bossy kid. D'accord,
I wonder where
no
she
French,
took that from. I wonder where she took the bossy part from. Remember, Sheryl Sandberg.
Don't ask her father that.
We shouldn't call our daughters bossy. We should say that they have leadership abilities.
Yes.
So, Scarlett, I do wish you had more time, but I just want to thank you so much for being not just a brilliant, amazing, and indeed magical actor, but for being such a wise woman, sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.